Welcome to Sound Healing Radio. My name's David Gibson, and life is not boring, I tell you. Life is not boring. And ever since this Sound Healing Conference we had last week, something's happened. Something has happened. We've been transformed into light. And, you know, when you get transformed into light, it doesn't take much to fall just a long ways. So it's an interesting little journey that's happening. And I think the lesson here is for us to be able to handle the ups and downs, especially as things transform before us on the earth and in our relationships, to be able to handle the ups and downs and not have it be, to be able to hold our sound center. And that's kind of become the focus of the work as I'm being transformed into a whole another level of consciousness and connection to spirit. And it's really about holding your own frequency in the midst of turmoil. And what can also help with that is, you know, there's three parts that I'm tuning into in the last couple of weeks here. That is holding your own frequency, just kind of like you're grounding, but also connecting to spirit, which is brings in a super high frequency into your whole system. And then the third part is connecting to connecting to the spiritual heart, bringing in love from above into your heart, which are kind of three different energies. And at least that's where I'm at right now. And so the center frequency of each person, you know, I've talked about this before, but a lot of people basically believe that the chakras are based on the note of C. And this is actually in a huge amount of cultures across the world. Most people still believe that C is the root chakra, and then it goes step by step, D, E, F, G, A, up to B is the crown chakra. And in Tibet, they use A as the root chakra, which means D is the heart chakra. In China, they use F as the root chakra, because that's the earth. And then they go up on musical fifths. And so, again, D is the heart chakra. But, you know, I've really come to firmly believe, and it's been corroborated by a lot of people in the field, including Dr. Jeffrey Thompson and Fabian Mamon and quite a few other people that have done scientific research and medical research, that each of us has our own root frequency. And it's so important to really get back to that, because we're so distracted. We're so distracted by other frequencies. You know, just frequencies of other people that are distracted as well. You know, frequencies of electricity in the walls, frequencies of cars driving by, noise, electromagnetic stuff going on, even the frequency of the pollution that we breathe. It's all distracting us from our root frequency. If you're out in nature, generally there are no distractions. You know, even if a bird crows, it's like still it's in tune. And or if there's if there's a lightning blast, it's still in tune with nature. So it's not taking you away from your root frequency. It's all in tune. In fact, some people, including Randy Masters, who's one of our instructors, believe that lightning is the beginning of life. We actually have a recording that we play in our classes, which is lightning slowed down. And it's kind of like, and, you know, it's interesting because they say that lightning is what created life. It actually can transform cells And it was the thing that actually created life in the beginning. That's what a lot of people say. So it's interesting. You can think of lightning and the sound of lightning, the thunder from it, as your parents. I mean, that's like our direct connection to nature is lightning or some other physical chemistry reaction happened. You know, whatever that reaction was, it was nature, and it actually created life. And so we are direct descendants from our Earth. So there's that, and then, you know, there's the frequency of spirit. And I've really been focused on how to bring in that frequency of spirit, because it was not until just a few years ago that I was able to bring in that energy, especially after I went to Egypt and had an experience. I'm able to actually bring that frequency in. And it's kind of like, it's actually even higher. And let me make the sound silently. This is great for radio, silent radio. Here we go. Silent frequency of spirit coming in. It's not just a frequency. It's a frequency flowing in. It just occurred to me that it sounds like a mosquito. It's really funny because I've kind of got an aversion to mosquitoes. I actually, to let you know a little bit about myself, I used to be a professional mosquito killer for the University of Heidelberg in Germany. For a year, I mapped out a forest and killed like millions of mosquitoes. In fact, I'm a mass mosquito murderer. And so, I, you know, they know this, so they find me. But that frequency, it's like, oh, it's so high. But it's, again, it's not just a frequency, it's a movement of energy. Then there's another frequency, and that's the frequency of the heart. Now, you know, any frequency I might be hearing or thinking of, it may not be the same frequency, but it's the same energy behind the frequency. So, you know, we keep talking about sound healing, but, you know, sound is just a conduit for higher energies, intention, spirit, love. You know, that's the deal. I mean, even when people say, you know, they're connecting with other beings or aliens that are helping them, these beings and aliens are still just conduits to bring in spirit and love. And those are frequencies. Those are flowing frequencies. So the love frequency is more like, as mentioned before, it's the silence where we all come together at the end of the sound. It's that peace. As I covered last week, the nice thing about this song by Deva Primal off of the Embrace album, it's the second song off of Embrace. This song actually has a recording of Thought Forms by this guy Lumen, where Deva Primal is transmitting love, receiving love. There's three tracks. One's transmitting love, one's receiving love, and one is being one with the universe. And so, you know, it's interesting because I've kind of got now on the path of working with the sound of love, and you've probably heard me talk about it and work with different people on it now, but we're really working on taking it to a whole nother level. And one thing that occurred to me is to let me give you some homework for this week. pull out your favorite love song and play it. And play it, you know, a few times. And then think about whether this love song is about personal love or spiritual love. Because there's two different types of love. It's actually three. One is sexual love, of course. But there's, you know, there's only a few songs that really seem to bring in spiritual love. And this song that we just listened to, I think, is one of my favorites. So that's why I like to play it. So, you know, if you will, if you've got a song that you really think connects you to spiritual love, email me at david@soundhealingcenter.com, because I want to start collecting these songs. We're actually planning on doing a workshop on the sound of love on July 28th and 29th at the Sound Healing Institute in San Francisco. And we actually, on the line right now, we actually have Diane Huff, who will most likely be involved in that workshop as well. And I wanted to introduce her because she's been with us the whole time. She's been holding the field the whole time. I've been talking right next to me here. And I want to introduce her. Hi, Diane.
Hi. Hi, everyone.
It's kind of, we're actually sitting next to each other on two different phones, so it's kind of funny talking on a phone while you're sitting next to us. It's kind of like, sometimes it's like the only way to communicate. It's like if you can't communicate when you're sitting in bed next to each other, you know, just call each other when you got two phones. It's kind of funny. Diane is, you know, the one reason I love her is because she is very heart-centered, very heart-centered. In fact, I forgot to mention, you know, I've been holding it, but the main intention, it's always love, but the main intention for this this radio show is forgiveness. And before we get into details of what Diane does, and she was also at the conference, I wanted to talk a little bit about that. But I want to make the sound. I would like for you to make the sound of forgiveness.
You want me to make the sound of forgiveness for in this moment?
Yeah.
Okay, so this will just be my sound as
yeah.
it's coming
yeah.
out in this
That's
moment.
Right. That's right.
Everybody else's sound might be different, and mine might be different in another moment. So let me just see if I can go inside and find that sound.
Amazing when you do that. It's amazing, you know. It just, it's really amazing. You know, there's so many really good techniques, and it's all about, it's never about the right sound. There is no right sound. There's never, never, never a wrong sound. There's never a wrong sound, you know. So, I mean, just to make the sound of forgiveness when you want to make the sound of forgiveness, or to, you know, another exercise that's really good that we do at the beginning of each class at the school, at least in my classes, is I'll make the sound of how I'm feeling that day. You know, wouldn't it be really cool? While I do this, I want to keep the intention for the rest of the time of forgiveness through the rest of the show. Don't want to lose that energy, because that was really... That's what the show's about. So, you know, if I were to make the sound of how my day was going, you know, this is the way people should say hello. You know, how are you doing? And I would go, that's my day. That's how my day went today. It's so funny because we get so many different different responses. I mean, some people, I've had students go, oh, my day was like boom, 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 boom. Or another student goes, my day was like, ooh, yeah. And then another was like, you know, it's just a full range of different, yeah, different experiences, because that's really, really says, you know, in a much better way, you know, how you're feeling, and it really gets to the core. So that's, you know, just another technique that you can use. Use it in the car, you know, to release that stuck energy. And then also, there's always a good thing is to harmonize at the end. Harmonize. Make a sweet sound. Even if it doesn't seem sweet, think of it as sweet energy coming in. So I wanted to ask Diane, I want to have Diane to tell a little bit about herself. But first of all, let me tell you a bit about her. Diane has been my partner for quite a while, and she is a psychotherapist that is now starting to use sound. And she's always been interested in sound and has been taking a lot of the classes at the school. But now she's really, she just got her set of tuning forks and a platinum crystal bowl that is just unbelievable. And she's now ready to, she's actually now doing sound healing work from a psychotherapist perspective. Kind of tell us what about your background and where what your the type of work that you're looking that you're doing now.
Sure, I'm. Where should I start? So yes, it's true. I'm a licensed marriage family therapist. Although I tend to see myself mainly as non-traditional, even though I combine traditional and non-traditional ways of working with people. I've done a little bit of everything. I've seen all kinds of people, children, adults, adolescents, but mainly right now what I'm focusing on is really helping people clarify their vision for their life and help them remove some of the blocks and even look at their life from a place of kind of stepping outside the box, so to speak, because so many people are caught in feeling like their life is supposed to go a certain way, and when it doesn't, feeling like there's something wrong with them, whether it's, you know, they don't fit the picture of, you know, the mass consciousness of, you know, the white picket fence with the two kids and the dog or whatever that is. So what I really like to do is help people get in touch with their deepest soul purpose here and help them remember who they are. And why I've really been drawn to the sound healing, it's just been amazing. When I was at the conference and did this workshop with Accutonics. Accutonics is a system of using tuning forks on various acupressure and acupuncture points, as well as working with the chakras. And the transformative experiences I felt within myself and also with others was just so amazing that I just had to start practicing. And I've been getting incredible feedback with people that I've been using them on. Also, the singing bowls are amazing for not only just clearing out your own energy, but beginning to sing with the bowls. There's just an amazing kind of coming into your own divinity or your own power when you start to sing with these bowls. So that's a little bit about me.
You've got some tuning forks here. You want to hear one?
Let's try it.
We could try this. This is here. I got an idea.
You want to do the Mars and Venus? Let's
do Mars and Venus, and I'll put one on my phone, and you put one on your phone.
Okay.
And then we'll have like a stereo effect, although it's not really stereo.
You've got Mars. Yeah. I've got Venus.
But tell us about these two tuning forks in particular.
So these two tuning forks in particular are about balancing the masculine and feminine in us. Obviously, the Mars Venus. A lot of people know from John Gray's book. And
John Gray was at the conference, actually.
That's true. I did see him there.
At the Sound Healing Conference, yeah.
So, and they can help working with the chakras, help open us up to balancing the masculine and feminine within our own, each of our bodies, since we each have the masculine and feminine in each of us.
So I assume you gave me the masculine one since you got the pink one, huh?
You're right.
Okay, well, let's do it this way, and then maybe we'll switch.
Okay.
Okay.
Ready?
Yeah. Go. Feels good. So if you were to what is kind of the most basic technique that you would do with the tuning forks? I mean, kind of give us like an overview of how you use them on the
mm-hmm.
system,
mm-hmm.
What a treatment would be like.
Right. Well, since they work a lot with the acupuncture points, this particular system, and I happen to just know a bit about that, even though I'm not an acupuncturist, it's, you know, often we start with balancing with the kidney 1 point, which is at the middle of the bottom of the feet, and that's a place of really helping people just to ground. Sometimes actually we start with just playing. There's two what they call ohm forks, and they're basically this system is based on the different planets. So the ohm forks are based on being in tune with the Earth's frequency, and so you might play those first and just let the person hear them, because even just hearing the forks can be healing and balancing. And then you might work with some of the kidney points, whatever you feel the person might be out of balance. Like there's, you know, oftentimes people these days have low kidney energy or adrenals from just the fast-paced life we have. So building up the kidney energy, you might work with releasing liver points, or depending if the person needs to build more yin energy or more yang energy. There's various things you can do.
You know, I know also from being in one of their workshops as well that Acutonix is in tons of hospitals now. I mean, they're in like about a dozen hospitals. They're in spas. They're, you know, they've got probably the most clear medical research and data of just about anybody in the sound healing field to show precisely how effective these are. And they've got like tons of experiential, you know, data where people just had amazing healings, I guess, huh?
Yeah, and I was also remembering how they talked about their tuning forks are medical grade, and I guess they're made out of objects that they use for, you know, outer space. There's something about mm-hmm. the tuning forks themselves that are very high quality, and I think they're just amazing.
Yeah. Then, okay, so now, let's talk about the crystal bowl now. So you mentioned that it's really good for singing, but also there's you've got like an amazing crystal bowl. I mean, this is like not just a normal crystal bowl. This is like, you know, a $500 crystal bowl that's small. And tell us what,
right.
What's really, it's a platinum bowl.
Right. Well, I believe this. I heard this a few times actually at the conferences that oftentimes a bowl will pick you. And so I kept going back to this bowl. There's the plain crystal bowls, which are just pure crystal. And then there's these different, they had these different, like, alchemical bowls that, you know, some of them were gold, some of them were rose quartz, some of them were, I think, citrine. They're all different. And I just happened to be drawn back to this one that was platinum. And the man who owns the business said that is a very, it basically emits the divine feminine energy, and it's the note of A sharp, which apparently is centers you in your third eye chakra.
Mm-hmm.
And so for whatever reason, because my logical mind was not really wanting to spend that much on a singing bowl, but the feeling I got with this bowl just felt like I had to have it. So, and it felt right because it's just amazing. And basically the other difference between this bowl and some of the plain crystal bowls is that this bowl you can use It's very light. It still emits a very nice sound, but it's light. You can actually place it on somebody's lower back or on their stomach, and the vibration goes right into the person. And you can also hold it over the person. Let's say your client is lying on the table. I could kind of move it up and down. So part of my work, just tying it back into what you asked, what a session might look like, is I would talk to somebody, and then I would also invite them to see if they want to be part of the treatment with using the sound.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And we might finish up with then discussing what that was like. We would set an intention at the very beginning of the session and see what is it they want in their life, what do they want to move through, and go from there. And I noticed you were looking at the bowl maybe we could try playing it.
Yeah, I was thinking, you want to play it for a second next?
Sure,
We could play it with the intention this might be good. Let's use the intention of forgiveness for everybody that's listening. So whatever anybody that's listening would like to forgive, because, anything that you haven't forgiven is actually, it's not like you need to forgive someone else. It's like you need to forgive for yourself, because it's a stuck energy in yourself.
Yeah, I'm glad you added that. I was just going to say the same thing.
Yeah.
You basically do it for yourself, because otherwise you don't feel very good yourself.
Yeah.
And it never condones anything that anybody else has done as well, because that's a lot of times why people get kind of tripped up around the forgiveness, is they think it means that somebody did that wasn't okay means it's okay, and that's not it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's for your healing for yourself and letting go for yourself.
It's interesting because it's so close to compassion, forgiveness. Forgiveness is almost like the first step of compassion, I think. It's kind of the way I think of it. Because forgiveness, I mean, often if I think I want to forgive somebody, mentally, I go through this whole thing mentally. First of all, I think, okay, of course I've got to forgive them. It's no good for me. I'm just holding this. I got to let it go. Sometimes that works, and I can just let go. But there's also, I go through this mental process where I think, God, I've got my shortcomings, and all of us are just trying, and I've heard Patricia Cota Robles, she was saying, really, 95% of the people in the world are really just trying to do the best, and they're really caring people. It's actually that 5% that gives us a bad name. The people are really, down under, people are really trying. It's just our ways of society and trying to make money and survive that kind of really, brings us into this whole state of doing wrong or things that, are perceived as wrong. And so, I see that as a path to forgiveness. It's just seeing that, just kind of the way the situation on earth, it kind of brings us into it. But then there's a whole nother aspect of forgiveness, and it's just a frequency. It's like a transitional frequency, but when you forgive, you end up in a place that is a total consistent frequency. Because it's funny, because if you haven't forgiven somebody, this is the sound of it. It's like, that's not forgiveness. And that's the sound, that's the energy, from my, close enough, I guess, of that it's the frequency that is humming inside of you when you haven't forgiven somebody. There's this but when you forgive, it changes. And all of a sudden, not only does the consistent frequency come in, but it's like a harmony comes in, where you're basically reconnecting with the oneness of everybody. So it's like, it's like just a nice, pure frequency, but it's like, I think almost of a chorus. Because now, when you forgive somebody, now there's that frequency not only of your own that's returned, but also there's a harmony from that other person that returns, because you're no longer holding them out as this, you know, other energy. You know, you can reconnect. So let's with that in mind, let's play the bowl and let the bowl do the forgiveness, or help us forgive. So everybody think of something you would like to forgive.
Very nice.
God, you know, it's too bad with radio. You just have to keep talking because, you know, if you don't keep talking, the moderator comes on. You know, and it's the silence that is really the magic. So we'll just hold this silence, this energy behind the sound of our voices as we continue here. We'll just keep holding that frequency as we talk. So you do treatments, Diane. You do treatments where at different places. You do treatments at the school in San Francisco, and also in Marin.
Right, and I also have a home office in Woodacre, which is a little bit off the beaten track. But I can also do phone sessions. Mm-hmm. It's a little hard to do the sound work, but I can do some of the other work just for people who are farther away who might be interested. I do coaching and counseling over the phone as well. But if you're anywhere in the Bay Area, I can do incorporate the sound healing, which I think is an amazing piece as well. Should I let people know my...
Yeah, what's your contact info?
My contact info? Yeah. So you can reach me at 415-730-2461. And I also have a website in progress. It's www.livingabundantlynow.org. And that's just fairly new, so I haven't really added nearly as much as I will be adding to that. And you can also email me at innerlight, that's LIGHT, and then the number 1, at sbcglobal.net.
Cool.
Thank you.
Also, you know, I know we actually, at the Sound Healing Conference we just had, I know you were there, and not only were you there, but we actually shot a movie that will be released probably in about 6 months or so. And basically what we did is we had a green screen, and we interviewed all of the presenters, a lot of the presenters. And we also had Diane go around and get treatments from a lot of the people at the conference, and we filmed that. So I want you to talk to, because so you got kind of like an intimate experience of a lot of the different presenters and the exhibitor booths. And so tell me, what out of all the stuff you experienced there,
mm-hmm.
what was your favorite?
Mm. Wow, let's see. Well, I was just kind of going back, remembering them all, I would say, well, Don Estes had, I don't remember what the name of his was, but he had sound.
Vibrasound.
Vibrasound, okay. Uh-huh. Thank you for that. It was kind of almost like laying on a waterbed.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and, it is a waterbed, actually.
Yeah, only it's about like for a twin size, you know, maybe the size of a massage table or so. And I had, you know, have experience having been on the sound table before and really enjoying and feeling amazing healing response from that. But to have the water or the sound moving through the water was an entirely different experience.
Yeah. It really couples the sound to the body much better because you're kind of enveloped in, you know, in a waterbed, you're kind of like in, I mean, it contacts the body more. And also just the sound going through the water is a whole different frequency as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was very almost like in the womb kind of experience. Yeah. I remember having visual images of like being under the water and then coming up and seeing this bright light above the water. But mainly it was almost like I was journeying under the water and seeing like dolphins and whales. And
well, he also has a little dolphin that he puts on your chest.
Oh, that's right.
With a speaker in it.
right.
That's what's really cool is like, you know, to have sound. It's kind of like, you know, that's it. It really got me thinking about a new system that I want to create now, and that's a bodysuit that will actually have sound and throughout the bodysuit. So you're completely enveloped in sound, you know, because it's like the tuning forks. They go through your whole body from spot to spot, you know, but to have it going through the whole time would be really cool. So I'm getting excited about creating that system now. So, okay, so Vibrasound. And also the other cool thing is he's got music that's really, really, really works well with that sound table as well in that waterbed. Okay. So what else?
Well, let's see. There was also the voice analysis for, was it Center Point? Is that what it was called?
Choice Point,
I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
That's a Center Point's a different one. And that was very interesting because it was, basically they just asked you to say a few sounds, specific sounds, and then somehow the computer reads all these sounds of your frequencies and then plays back what frequencies are missing and then puts it into the water with scalar energy. I'm not sure how exactly they do that, but I was laying in the chair, you can kind of lay back for like 30 minutes, holding the water with this coil around the water that's the scalar energy. And the whole time that I was lying there, I was feeling like I was connected to my higher self. In fact, I was asking like questions and getting answers. I don't remember exactly what they were, because I was kind of in an altered state, but it was very much, very connected to my higher self, that whole half hour. I just felt very relaxed. And then afterwards, they give you this water to take home that has your, you know, vibrational imprint in it that you need, along with a CD that you play.
Mm. A CD just for you, or is it just a general CD?
Right, no, it's a CD they burn just for you, also based
wow.
on the sounds that you
wow.
give them initially.
So what do you know what they do? I mean, how they make the CD? So they're making the CD while you're sitting there, kind of?
Yeah, and I'm not sure exactly. I don't know all the details.
Oh, boy. I should have
yeah.
cruised around more.
You could still do it, I think.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So that one was very just amazing. I mean, they're sort of connected to Dr. Emoto in some way. They have a connection with him.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was the voice mapping, where it was a little bit similar in that they use the scalar energy somehow to work with the patterns. But they would ask you different questions, and then the computer would program just like billions of bits of information, and they'd come up with a graph about different emotions. Theirs was more centered on your emotions and what's going on. And you know, it was only like a very short session. It wasn't like I had a whole session. But I was just amazed in how your voice could, you know, just the sound of your voice, how much information they can get from that.
Mm-hmm. You know, they say that the way it works is every single thing that comes into your system, is, as far as energy, affects your muscles. And because you're using muscles to make sound, it basically gets imprinted into the sound that you make. as you speak. In fact, it's interesting, there's probably about seven different systems, voice analysis systems that I know of. I think there's probably more like a dozen now. But, you know, one of the original was Sherry Edwards, and Sherry's main thing was to actually find the frequencies that are missing in your voice and then to play those back. It's much more complex than that. In fact, she's got a radio show on BBS Radio as well. And then there's the system by K. Thompson Liu, and that's the voice bio system that actually will show you what's going on. And she actually ties the different missing frequencies in your voice to different organs and different types of diseases as well, or predisposition for diseases, because, you know, it's not really a medical tool exactly. I mean, it can't be with the FDA around. So then there's the choice point, you know, that you just mentioned, and then there's voice mapping, which is the company. The main company is called Zyto, Z-Y-T-O, that makes that voice mapping. There's a second system. I don't know. I can't think of the name of the company, but it's by a guy named Calvin Young.
Is it Evox?
Is it Evox?
I think so.
Not Evox. Vocal. Is it Vocal?
I don't know.
Yeah, it might be Evox. And that's very similar to the voice mapping system. Actually, they were partners before, apparently. And then there's the system, and most of these systems use either harmonics of the sound in your voice or the root frequency of each note as you talk. So if I talk like that, you know, if I say something like this and I come back down, you know, then it maps out each one of those notes. That's the voice bio system. And a lot of the other systems use harmonics, but there's one other system by Don Estes that has the vibrasound system, which is the most complex of all. And he wasn't actually doing that at the conference, but I've had it done to me. It's unbelievable. He actually gets information not only from the harmonics in your voice, but he also gets information from the sound of your breath. He will record the sound of your breath. And then he gets information from the change in the timing of the harmonics, which is pretty technical, but it's like unbelievably detailed information. And if the timing of the harmonics is changing slowly, it gets physical information. If it's timing of the harmonics is changing medium speed, it gets mental emotional information. And if it's changing very quickly, it gets spiritual information. But it gets this information about your past, current, and present, which sounds a little wacky, you know, when you think of it. But, I mean, when I had it done, I was just blown away by how accurate it was. I mean, it showed exactly what had happened in the last, I mean, it showed, like, spikes of some major trauma that had happened. And then the cool thing that he does, he takes that sound that he gets and he turns it 90 degrees out of phase, which is kind of like, how should I explain that? It's kind of like turning your head around and talking the other direction. It's the sound you would hear from somebody's voice when they're talking in the other direction instead of talking right at you. It's a real subtle difference. And he uses that as the potential, your human potential. The interesting thing is, where the hell did he get this information? Mm. I mean, it's just, you know, it's from higher beings. I mean, it's really complex information.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So there's very, very cool systems out there. We actually have his Don Estes system at the school that we use, and we have the voice bio system, and we're looking to get the voice mapping system as well. What else? Are there any speakers that you saw that you were especially drawn to?
I really liked Chloe Goodchild.
Mm-hmm. Tell us what she did.
And, you know, I actually came in a bit late to that workshop, but she was doing some devotional chanting as well as talking about the sound coming from, like, non-duality and then going into duality. And then she had a system at the end where you can use, I guess it's from, I don't know if it's from the Hindu tradition, where you use the different sounds, but she had body positions, body postures that went with different sounds.
Kind of
like mudras, yeah. And it was there was just something about her energy that was very spiritual and heart-opening for me that I really liked.
Uh-huh.
I wanted to find out more about her. So it's very interesting. The thing that I really liked about the conference was just the wide range. I mean, some of the things that obviously that we talked about were very high-tech, but then there were some that were very just natural, like using the voice or this mother drum that was like
grandmother
drum from Alaska that these two women just have driven around the whole country, and not just our country, but Central America, Mexico, and like 15 feet in diameter, were filled with quartz crystals.
Seven, actually.
How much?
Yeah, 7 feet.
Is that 7 feet?
Yeah, 7 feet in diameter, and it's got 200 crystals inside in a spiral pattern. And they just did a workshop with the Mayan Indians down in Central America before they came to see us. And,
And tell me about the pictures afterwards.
Oh, yeah. Those of you that are into the orbs, oh, my God, we have photos. I'm going to post them on our website. We have photos from a few different instances. One, after the concert on Friday night where we had the 3D visuals, they ended up with playing the drum at the end. And, oh, my God, there's like 30 orbs floating over the room. And these are not just dust particles. These are really something unusual that are just, these little light beings. And then there was our closing ceremony that we had some pictures that were taken there that were just filled with orbs, that were just everywhere. It's just, the energy of that whole conference, it was just so amazing. It's so hard to describe, too. It's just when everywhere you look, somebody is smiling. And it's like everybody felt like family. It's like you could just hug anybody there. You could hug anybody, And it was like everybody was completely open. And it was like, humanity should be. It's funny. I was just talking to someone today who was there. And they were saying, it's been really hard going back to normal reality.
Mm-hmm.
It's just taken me 2 weeks to kind of reintegrate into, this normal society where you walk down the street and people don't even look, their eyes don't even meet. Because that's, it's the way it's meant to be, where everybody's sharing and hugging and helping each other and enjoying and having fun and, God, just living in joy and hearts opening and spirit everywhere. But it's not just like a new age thing where everybody's just like, dancing on the flowers, It's definitely some very serious work being done with some very serious scientists and doctors as well. And it just created a whole community of very, very high frequency. Yeah. There's one workshop that's going on this weekend for free, which is an all-day workshop. It's this Sunday with one of the presenters, Stuart Grace Green. He's the one that did a presentation on the a biophysical model of consciousness based on quantum physics.
Whoa.
And basically what he shows is exactly how there is consciousness inside each cell of our body. In fact, not only inside each cell of our body, but inside each cell of everything. When you get down to the quantum physics level, he basically has a whole model that shows exactly the life within every cell of a rock, for that matter. And what was really interesting for me is the mathematical structure of the inside of a cell is the same as the mathematical structure of the harmonics of sound as well. Then he takes this whole system of quantum physics and applies it to energy healing. And how you can use this system and how basically showing how our whole system works. What it really did, which was really so amazing, is it so precisely showed how our intention, because there's been a lot of research now to prove that our intention really is real. I mean, Dr. Emoto has proved it. There's been actually about 10 research projects that I've heard of where they said, you know, they've actually proven that, you know, if you focus your intention on something, it actually will change that. Quantum physics, that's the basis of it, is if you even look at something, it changes what you're looking at. That's why it's so hard to really measure it. In fact, it's impossible to measure it, and that's why we're kind of in a conundrum here, is there's no way to measure something consistently, because every time you go to measure it, you change it based on your attitude towards it. So there's no way to get consistent results. So, you know, so science is going, well, told you so. You can't prove it, you know. And it's like, well, but now we're getting to the point where we can see how quantum physics works. And we can prove, you know, I mean, it's been proven how quantum physics works. I mean, it's accepted. It's not like woo-woo science anymore. Everybody knows and agrees in the field that quantum physics is the way things work, you know. And the basis of that is that if you go to measure something at below the cellular level, it will change based on what you are looking for. And that's basic intention right there. You know, it's the whole thing with what the bleep and the whole thing with the secret. You know, your intention really, really affects things. You know, the cool thing about sound and intention together is, you know, intention will do it. I mean, intention, you can just take intention, set your intention, and it's a done deal. The only thing is, you know, intention does affect you at a physical level, but sound affects you at a physical level even more intensely, because it's a stronger, more dense energy that your physical body is. So, you know, when you have sound and intention together, it's an amazing combination. Thank you. I know. It's like, but also, the other thing about it is that that everybody, I think, kind of forgets, is sound is just a blast. It's so much fun. It feels good. It sounds good. It's like, you know, one of our instructors, Joshua Leeds, said, is like, if someone came to you and said, what is the thing that you love the most? And then they said to you, okay, that is the thing that's going to heal every single thing in your life. You would just go, whoa, cool. You mean doesn't taste like bad medicine? You know, I don't have to kill myself to do it, or you know, it's like something that really feels good is actually going to heal me. Well, that's like music and sound. Think of the best song or the best sound you ever heard. You know, I mean, it's just nice. It brings you joy as well. It's not just a pill. It's actually got some funness to it. You know, it's like, God, there's nothing. You know, the only thing that some people have a problem with is with toning. For a lot of people, toning is a lot of work. You know, to tone, I mean, because the deal is, if you can tone for a half hour, something will happen. I guarantee it. Something will happen. You tone for a half hour, and it's like you will be transformed. I mean, you'll be changed at least for that day, that's for sure. I mean, it really is effective. But to tone for a half hour, that's like, it's a long time. You know, it's kind of a lot of work. So, you know, the alternative is a sound table. You get a sound table, and the next step down from a sound table, you've got intense vibrations vibrating you really intensely, and now you don't have to do the work. So it's kind of like the lazy person's way of getting sound into your body. Although, you know, you can tone while you're on the sound table, so, you know, that's a really cool experience. Of course, for those of you that don't know the sound table, it's a massage table with basically subwoofers mounted in the bottom of it. Then the other thing is to just, you know, really, I mean, you probably wouldn't be listening to the show if you haven't already done this. Find the music that really comes into your soul, that really rejuvenates you. And here's what's really important, if you haven't already done this, a lot of people probably already have, really start categorizing your music as to what it really does for you. So that when you need, like when you're really feeling like your heart is like shut down, go to the music that opens your heart. When you're not really feeling grounded, put on that piece that grounds you. When you're not really feeling, when you're feeling sad and you want to feel joy, put on that one that's bopping. You know, I mean, most people intuitively do this anyway. But, you know, really pinpoint it. Really pinpoint it. Now, that's not to say that that music might change for you, you know, and can, because there's another aspect that a lot of people don't do that is probably the easiest thing to do. It's hardly any work at all. Whenever you listen to any of your favorite music and you're just kind of meditating or just enjoying it, you're just listening to the music, right? Add your own intention to it. Say, okay, I'm going to listen to this music and I'm going to have, my intention is for this music to heal my relationship with my sweetheart. You know? Or my intention is for this music to help me to forgive all of the people that I feel in my mind have done me wrong. God, what a funny thing, huh? So, start adding intention. You know, God, let me jump to the ultimate homework. Here's your homework for the rest of your life. Do every day. Add an intention to every moment of your day. Set it when you wake up and write it down would be good so you can remember it, but keep that intention clear every day, throughout the day, and let that guide your day. If we could just keep a consistent, because, you know, a consistent intention is the same as a consistent frequency. And that's what it's all about, is consistent frequencies. And then the frequency, you know, it's funny, I was going to say the frequency gets higher and higher and higher and higher. And it does, but in one respect, it's like the frequency gets wider and wider and wider as far as the frequency spectrum. Because you don't want to be just in high frequencies. You want to keep the low frequency grounding. So it's like you just have your low frequencies are there. You got, you know, the full range of chakra frequencies. And then it goes into a higher and higher frequency as well. So you don't just, it's not like you're just going into, it's like you're adding those higher frequencies to the full range of frequencies that you already have happening. That's the way I like to think of it, because I've come to believe that it's not just one frequency that we need, it's the full range. It's like one frequency is one energy, and you may need that. You may need your root, you may need your grounding, you may need what you need, but really, it's the full range of frequencies is where we operate. It's kind of like connecting to everybody and everything in nature and the universe. That's the real answer. So it's not just one frequency. So that's why I tend to like music that has the full range, has a lot of low bass, has mid-range, has super highs, has the full range. But there's other times when I want music that has no bass on it, you know, like choral music. Sometimes I'll listen to choral music and I'll miss the bass, and because I'm really needing some grounding, and I'll turn it off, even though it seems to fit my mood. It just doesn't have the frequencies in it that I need. So, you know, think of it as a full range of frequencies. I think we're going a little late here, but might as well keep going because our moderator hadn't cut us off, and I'm sure he's still recording. So let me say one more thing, that there's a lot of people that are working with the work of Tomas for kids with learning disabilities and kids with autism, And basically what they do is they take a full range of frequencies, which is classical music, and they roll off the low frequencies. They turn off the lows more and more and more until it's just the highs. And then they start slowly bringing all the frequencies back in until you have the full frequency classical music again. And this has been proven to get rid of learning disabilities for kids and to help with autism. And it just that's what really got me to thinking and really just knowing that it's when we are stuck on one frequency only that's when we are it's like tunnel vision. That's when we get lost. It's when we open up the full range of frequencies. You know, that's when we really are connected to everything. So, individual frequencies there's really two parts to it. One is consistent frequency, and one is the full range. Any frequency that's consistent, like crystal bowls or singing bowls or tuning forks, those help instill that consistent frequency. And if there's a frequency that's missing in you, they can help restore that frequency so you get the full range again. You know, there was something that happened to me earlier this week. I started feeling like almost, how do I explain it? It's almost like the beginning of a sore throat where you start feeling this, like, I don't know how to explain it other than like a hole in the energy field of your throat. Do you know what I mean? It's kind of like, you know what I mean? It's kind of like where you kind of get this weird feeling where you know the energy in your throat is not really humming. And it's kind of it's the beginning of a sore throat, you know, and it's actually way before the sore throat happens. But it's like, it's kind of like this, I know the best way I can think, explain it, it's like a sinking feeling in your throat. And sometimes it happens in my heart, sometimes it'll happen in my stomach, but, you know, sometimes in my throat. And really, what's happening there is there's a frequency that's not humming. So here's another little technique you can use. Whenever you feel a emptiness or sinking feeling anywhere in your body, play with your voice. Do a frequency sweep. You know, do it really slowly, though, and see if you can find the frequency that's missing. Now, the way you can tell is it will actually be a frequency that's hard to sing. So it's like right now, I can feel one in my voice. I go, right there. So I'm activating that frequency that was hard for my voice to make now. And that's basically activating a chakra that is needing energy. I mean, it's funny, I'm scanning my body to see what other frequencies I need. Still kind of my neck, I'm feeling there's like energy. It's still kind of around my throat. There you go. So that's hopefully a technique that you can share. So I want to wrap it up here by giving you, letting you know that we've got a school called Globe Institute. The website is soundhealingcenter.com. And we have a certificate program and an associate degree program. We have the certificate program starting again June 18th. It's actually a five-month program that is 6 days a week, day and night, very intensive for people so you can fly in from around the world and take it, and it's over 5 weeks. And that, if you want to go further, we have the full associate degree program, unbelievably wonderful instructors in the full program, and we're doing everything from natural healing to technology, using technology if you want to get into that side, and even music production if you want to get into that side. So we have different tracks you can go into. And our phone number is, there's two phone numbers. One is 800-9000-MIX, M-I-X, 800-9000-MIX, MIX, or 415-777-2-HUM. That's 777-2-H-U-M, to HUM. And again, the website soundhealingcenter.com. There's full curriculum on there, everything, a lot of information about sound healing. And you can also email us. You can email me at david@soundhealingcenter.com. And if you will, I would love to know there are people actually listening here. So do email me. Also email me with any questions you might have, just to let me know what you any feedback on the show here. Next week on the show we're going to have Randy Masters, and Randy Masters actually he'll take the physics of sound, and he'll go through the structure of sound and relate it to the sacred geometry, to color, to light, to chemistry, to everything in the universe, to show how we're all connected. It's a really amazing mind, and so join us next week at 6:30 for Randy Masters. And then we're going to start having a wide range of different speakers from the conference on as well. So contact us, and at some point we'll open up the lines to have people ask questions as well. So thank you for joining us, and thank you, Diane.
Thank you, David, for inviting me, and thank you, everyone, for listening.
May you take the frequency of forgiveness into the evening and into the rest of this holiday weekend and into the next week, into the months, into the years, and into lifetimes. Take care and love.